All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council meeting for August 27th, 2018. Will the clerk please read the roll call?
Mayor Judy?
Here.
Councilmember Barker?
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Here.
Councilmember Michelson?
Here.
And Councilmember Smith?
Here.
Thank you. If you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next item of business is the approval of the August 13th Town Council meeting minutes. Ms. Holcomb.
I move we approve of the August 13th, 2018 Town Council meeting minutes as they're written.
Is there a second? Ms. Barker.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the Town Council minutes for August 13th. Any discussion from Council? Mr. Michelson.
I'd like to make a motion that we not approve the minutes due to some inaccuracies and things that I found in the minutes of the last meeting.
Okay. Is there a second? Motion fails for a second. Lack of a second. It'd be preferred if you have corrections to the minutes, just to voice those. We can correct those and adopt them as amended.
I can do that.
Is the clerk ready?
Under item 9, unfinished business, Councilmember Michelson made a motion that we update regarding the reopening of the town of Stevensville temporary access site. Mine was worded different than that. According to my life.
The clerk pulls the motions that are in the minutes from the audio, correct?
I will double check that.
Okay. Any other inaccuracies, or is that the only one?
That's the only one I can find.
Okay. Any other discussion from the council? Oh, Audrey, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor and council members. I wanted to give you an update on the minutes. The month of June, you did not have a clerk. So you have the June 11th and the June 25th meeting minutes that have not been brought forward to you yet. I just finished the June 11th. I'm working on the 25th, so you should hopefully see them in September. I apologize for the delay. I have had some, it's been slow for me because I don't know many of the people and I don't know voices and names, so I'm going a little bit slower. And if I could ask everybody in the audience and council to remember to state your name, because right now I'm still learning everybody's name, so in some cases I'm just saying somebody from the audience spoke because I don't know who it is. So I'm going to apologize for that in advance, and if you see that and you know it's you, let me know so I can update the minutes. Thank you.
Thanks. Any public comment on the minutes? Okay, the motion for the council is to adopt the minutes as presented. Mr. Michelson has noted that there may be a discrepancy in his motion as it's written in the minutes as presented. So the council can either move forward adopting these minutes or they can vote not to adopt these minutes and we can investigate the correction and bring them forward for adoption at the next meeting. With that information, we'll call for the vote. Councilmember Smith.
I wasn't here, so I...
Councilmember Holcomb.
No.
Councilmember Barker.
No.
Councilmember Michelson.
No.
Okay. Motion, or the minutes are not adopted. We'll bring those back. Next item on the agenda is approval of the biweekly claims. Ms. Holcomb.
I move we approve of the biweekly claims.
Is there a second? Ms. Barker?
Second the motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the biweekly claims. Any discussion from council? Ms. Barker?
On page 3, claim number 14635, interview and interrogation training, $495, and then one for $295. Why are the two different totals?
Jim?
Two different courses. The chief is attending both of those in September. They'll run September 11th through the 14th, but I can double check on that. It might actually be the 15th, but it's that week.
Okay.
Further questions from council? Ms. Barker?
The Stevensville Main Street Association, the $200, could you please explain that to the public, what that membership is covering, please?
That membership, the town actually traditionally has not had a membership with the Main Street Association. In previous years, we've held a contract for services or a memorandum of understanding with the organization where we expect certain products or services in exchange for funding. This is a membership much like our MLCT membership or other professional memberships where we appear as a sponsor of the organization, meaning that we believe in their values and in business development in Stevensville. And in addition to that, Main Street Association, specifically to us, has graciously offered to assist us in grant writing opportunities and the like in regard to some funding opportunities that are coming forward. So we work hand in hand with them. I believe that the $200 membership is well spent.
Thank you.
Any further council comment on the claims before I take public comment? Okay, public comment. Mr. Cruz?
Can we get it displayed?
Brittany, I think it's the next slide.
And so the town has joined as a member of Main Street. Is that what I'm understanding?
That's correct.
So how does that not become a conflict of interest when the town is a member of Main Street? If I'm not mistaken, you're still on the board of Main Street.
I am.
Okay, so under council rules, you can't even discuss the item. And if the town is a member of Main Street, I mean, the whole town conflict of interest. So I don't understand that.
I guess not to belabor the issue or argue that you're wrong, Mr. Cruz, but I guess I'd question what the conflict would be. Nonetheless, it's the council's decision. This was incorporated into the budget. We have a number of professional organization memberships that we belong to and don't cite any conflict of interest with those. Any further discussion on claims? Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Councilmember Michelson. Sorry, Mr. Monk.
That's all right. Curiosity, does this give the Stevensville Association downtown the right to write a grant and use Stevensville City as part of that grant to show that they are working with the town?
This membership does not grant that authority, no. Typically they come to us and seek our signature, because as our purchasing policy states, the grants are approved by the council before they're submitted. So they have to come for authority first. Okay. Any further public comment? Mr. Cruz.
Yes. You didn't answer the part about council rules where it states that if you have some kind of interest in an organization, then you have to recuse yourself from the discussion. That's in council rules. It was placed in there for a reason. So you're the chairman of the board here, the president, we're supposed to conduct the meeting, but when you come to a situation like that, you're supposed to recuse yourself and turn that over to the council president.
I have no personal interest in the Stevensville Main Street Association.
You're a board, sir. That makes it a conflict of interest right there.
I sit on that board because I'm the mayor.
Really?
Yes. Any further discussion on the claims? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb. Councilmember Holcomb.
No.
Councilmember Barker.
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Claims are approved. Moving on to administrative reports. see an airport representative here. We'll move on to the building report that's been provided to you on your table. Fire report, Chief Motley.
So you do have a report in your packets. I'll throw it up on the screen. July was relatively quiet compared to other Julys in the past have been. Running up the valley. Again, EMS is our big hitter. 48 requests for service in the medical side of life. 7 fire calls, 5 good intent calls for service for 2, for a total of 64 during the month of July. Our year-to-date totals of 283. Our current roster is now standing at 18. You can see the percent of calls down versus the district, 28 to 34, 43 to 53%. The longest response time, the report is 24 minutes. We went basically mutual aid to search and rescue way up above Victor back in July for a lost missing persons, actually, that were located way up there on the trail. And they were requesting help bring them out. So that's our trend from that one. You'll see our town average response is 6 minutes, 12 seconds, which is pretty decent. And then the breakdown by per unit there. we're going to try and get the pump tests accomplished tomorrow. We were going to do that last Friday night, or Friday. And then Sean had a breakdown mechanical failure with his testing equipment. But supposedly that's been fixed today, and he's going to be here in the morning to do pump tests for us and get those done this month. Other than that, we're going to keep it on, any questions?
Any questions for the chief? From the public? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Michelson.
Yes, Chief Motley, I'd like to thank you for the inventory list. Last Friday, fellow fireman Mark Adams and I went through your building, and we went through your pumper truck, the ladder truck, the ambulance, and I have to say it was one of the most complete, comprehensive inventories I've ever seen, so I want to thank you. It was right down to the, I think, say, shoelaces and that, but it was very well done, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Anything further for the chief? Ms. Holcomb.
And thank you for the quick response to my email.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah, you're more than welcome. I mean, it's honestly the only request that's been made to me in a long time for anybody else. Okay.
Something further for the chief. I believe we have any guests in the audience tonight. Excuse me, Mr. Cruz.
I'm sorry, did I miss the airport report?
There is no representative from the airport present tonight.
Okay.
So there's no airport report, no.
So can we find out what's going on with the airport fence?
You can stay for my executive report. I don't believe there's any guests in the audience. Correspondence, we have a letter of appreciation for the flowers on Main Street from Shirley and Bobby McKibben and Jeanette Lingle. It reads, Dear Mayor Dewey, as residents in the country close to town, we shop locally in Stevensville. This year, as in the previous year, it has been such a pleasure to arrive downtown for business and to be greeted by lovely flowers throughout Main Street. Many of the planters and their ongoing care are provided through the town government, and they truly add a welcoming touch to the community. We also appreciate the businesses that have brightened their storefronts with flower planters and boxes. The presentation of beautiful flowers goes a very long way in impressing local residents and certainly visitors to our community. We know because we have had many people comment to us about the beauty when we strike up conversations with visitors. We look forward to next year's beautiful planters. Sincerely, Shirley McKibben, Bobby McKibben, and Jeanette Engel. Next piece of correspondence is a letter of commendation from Chief Marble to Police Clerk Janelle Berthout. It reads, Janelle, on August 16, 2018, the Police Department hosted a Glock Armor School, which was held at Town Hall. The class was very well attended. As you know, I was in attendance in the class. I knew that you did a lot of background work to get the class set up and to take care of logistics. It was nice to see that everything went smoothly and that there was lunch and refreshments set up for attendees. I know from attending other trainings throughout the state how difficult it is to ensure that the attendees feel comfortable, have accommodations, have options for restaurants, etc. In most cases, the hosting agency has a team of people to take care of background preparations. You took all this on by yourself. It really shows your initiative and your willingness to go above and beyond. I know that those in attendance appreciated the extra effort that you put in to take care of their needs. Thank you for your work ethic and your tenacity. It definitely does not go unnoticed. I look forward to working with you to develop projects and opportunities for our small department. Thank you for all you do, James R. Marble, Chief of Police. Well done, Janelle. All right, at this time we'll take public comment. It's an opportunity for the public to comment on anything on tonight's agenda or under the jurisdiction of the town of Stevensville. Please step forward to the podium, state your name and address for the record. Is there any public comment? All right, move on to unfinished business. First item of unfinished business is discussion decision, approval of Resolution 429, a resolution determining the wages and compensation of elected and appointed officers and all employees of the town of Stevensville for fiscal year 2018-2019 and establishing an effective date for wages and compensation.
I object to the consideration of
it. It's been brought to my attention that this item is on the agenda in a rather untraditional way, meaning that I believe council rules state that it needs to either be brought back by two council members or wait for for two meetings before it can be brought back. I entertain a motion from the council to suspend council rules so that you can consider this item tonight. The staff and I have done diligence in bringing this forward for you and getting this off the agenda. So I'd appreciate that effort if the council was willing to do so. However, if not, we'll move on. All right, loud and clear. Next item on the agenda is discussion decision to approve Resolution 431, a resolution requesting distribution of Bridge and Road Safety and Accountability Program funds. This is being brought back to you because of an inadvertent error where the appendix was referenced in the resolution, however, not attached to it. So we consulted with Brian West and determined that we should bring this to your attention as a housekeeping item, either for readoption or just acknowledgement of the appendix. The appendix is relatively straightforward. It's just a paragraph explaining our intention of using the Bridge and Road Safety Accountability Funds for maintenance on certain streets. Would the council like to proceed? Oh, it's just an FYI, unless the council chooses to readopt, but you're not required to by any means. Ms. Barker.
So this is, you just need to make a little bit of a change to it? Is that what we're doing to this?
We adopted the resolution without the appendix on it, and the appendix is kind of redundant, but it needed to be attached for the state's requirements.
So do we have that appendix up here that the public can also see what that necessarily deemed is?
Here's the resolution as it was adopted. Next page would be the appendix. Ms. Barker.
I make a motion for the approval of Resolution 431, a resolution requesting distribution of bridge and road safety and accountability program fund.
Okay, for a second. Ms. Holcomb.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 431, a resolution requesting distribution of bridge and road safety and accountability program funds. Any further discussion from council? Any public comment? Ms. Motley.
I mean, it's not a major one. There was just a typographical error. It says allocated bridge and road safety. You might want to take the T off bridge.
Noted. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's why we invite our teachers to the meetings. Any further public comment? All right, hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
And Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is discussion decision on the reopening of the town of Stevensville's temporary river access site. You'll find this on the agenda again tonight because of for clarification purposes, first and foremost, as we left the previous meeting, unsure as to what the motion's intent was in accepting the update. So this is back on your agenda tonight to hopefully clarify some direction to the administration. It remains mine and the Public Works Supervisor George Thomas's recommendation not to reopen the site at this time, mainly out of concerns of manpower and resources. Our seasonal help has gone to college, and so we're down to the four full-time public works staff who also have to keep up with mowing and that maintenance that our seasonal staff had done in the past. So with that, and barring any funding issues with repairing the roadway to its original state, we'd prefer not to reopen the site at this time. And with the fall season approaching, we see decreased traffic at the fishing access site established by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Mr. Michelson.
I object to consideration of.
Does the rest of the council feel the same way? Ms. Holcomb.
The problem I have with this is, two meetings ago, we gave you the direction on what we were wanting to do, and we still haven't seen it. So I don't know why it keeps being brought up on our agenda.
Well, you received an update at the previous meeting, and gave you, and there was some unanswered questions when you initially directed the opening of the site, and those mostly centered around the floodplain permit. Then an update was brought forth, and we expected some further direction other than just open it because of the limited resources we have to accommodate that request. And since we've answered those permit questions, the motion on the table from last meeting, or that you approved from the last meeting, simply approved the update. You didn't really do anything with it. We weren't sure by approving the update if you were accepting mine and the Public Works Supervisor's recommendation, or if you were just saying, okay, you've updated us. That remained unclear, and even after the attorney reviewed it, he wasn't sure either. So he said to err on the side of caution and bring it back to the council. I would encourage the council to reconsider their decision to open that site. Ms. Barnes.
I think that it was also brought to the attention of the public by Chief Marble, too, that the safety issue with people still parking along there. People, these guides are still guiding down there till October. Mm-hmm. So I think this might be something that maybe we could table and maybe have further discussion on it instead of taking up all the time tonight on just one discussion.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to table the topic until a date in the future. Ms. Barker.
I would like to make a motion to table the reopening of the town of Stevensville's temporary river access site, River Park, for its own discussion decision on what would be a next that we could entertain with the public.
Are you looking for a Cal meeting or a council meeting?
I think it should be a council meeting. I think it should be something that the public can weigh in on that.
And we can certainly set up a special meeting as well. The next council meeting would be September 10th. That's 2 weeks from now.
I don't think it should be a council meeting per se. I think it should be a special meeting.
Okay.
So what is that the?
Sorry, we can't see September.
The first, because that's holiday. Or the third is a holiday. So the 17th?
We have a Cal meeting pending on that date later on the agenda, so we could do a day that's not a Monday.
What about a Thursday?
Sure.
How about Thursday the 13th?
Thursday the 13th, okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I will not be in town on Thursday.
Thursday the 6th? Is that too soon? It's 3 weeks. Okay. So your motion is to table this until until September the 6th?
Correct.
Okay, is there a second? Ms. Holcomb?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to table the River Park opening or closing discussion until September 6th. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, any further council discussion? Mr. Smith?
I personally was the lone dissenter in the whole scheme of this issue here, but this has come before council twice, once while I was here, once while I was not here, and it was explained as what they wanted. They wanted it reopened. That would, I mean, that is plain and simple. At this point, I see us pushing it off as not doing what has been asked by the council members in previous two meetings. I don't know what the rule would be or that, but again, I'm not for it being reopened, but I feel we need to, they voted on it, they need to move forward on it, it's a done deal. It shouldn't even be on tonight's agenda, again, because we get back to it's been voted on twice. Once it was a 3-1 decision with me dissenting, and then once it was 3-0 when I wasn't here last meeting. So council has said what they want to be done. They want it to be reopened. Even though it is a temporary access, even though there are cost associations, even though we don't have the manpower. So for us to push it off another 2 weeks to me is kind of asinine. So that's my point.
Okay. Further council comment? Public comment? Mr. Cruz.
Jim Cruz, 316 9th Street, Stainville, Montana. We have two motions on the floor. First motion is objection to consideration of the question. Okay, that is not debatable. That goes immediately to a vote. And of course, Robert's Rules of Order provides that it's on page 20 of the table of rules relating to motions, item number 54. The second motion that's been on the table is invalid because the first motion has not been dealt with. And just to let you know, the previous objection to consideration, you're required to hold a vote as to whether or not it was to be acknowledged as a non-consideration item, and you'll bypass the vote. So the item on the table that has to be dealt with, the objection to consideration is a question, not the second motion.
Ms. Barker.
I rescind my motion.
Okay. So now you want us to hold a vote on objection of the motion?
The objection to consideration of the item. That's what Councilmember Michelson put forward, and that's what's required.
All right, we'll hold a vote on objection of the motion for objection of the topic for consideration. Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Holcomb?
Aye.
Ms. Barker?
No.
Mr. Michelson?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. We move on.
Excuse me. Does the public have a chance to comment on that issue?
No.
Mr. Mayor, if I may?
You may not. I'm not going to take public comment because the decision's been made to not consider the item. However, that being said, I stand by the belief that any decision before this board should be commented on by the public. So I think in this case, before I called for the vote on objection of the motion, I should have called for public comment. That was my error, and I apologize, Mr. Perrin. If you want to comment further on the issue, you're welcome to contact your council members or under public comment during the agenda item at a future meeting. Moving on, new business item A, discussion decision to approve the Town of Stevensville staff job descriptions. This item is being brought forward due to some current concern raised by both the administration and the council in regards to job descriptions, where they stand, if they've, some have been, some have not been adopted by council, some have been modified since council adoption, or just been modified without ever having been brought before the council before. So this is a clean slate in regards to job descriptions. It includes the job descriptions for all of our employees and any changes that have been made over the years depending on the situation. So job descriptions are annually reviewed by the employee and their supervisor, and adjustments are generally made at that time depending on the job function of that employee. So what the council would like to proceed. Okay, you guys asked for this. This was something you wanted. You wanted to see the job descriptions. So is there a motion to approve them? Ms. Barker.
We asked you for the four jobs that you had actually created. We didn't ask for the whole line of everything else on that. Those were the only jobs that we asked for a description on. And you've given us a whole thing with some of those being not... They've been adjusted with the descriptions, and you can't do that without coming to the council first on details and stuff that you've put in there.
Okay, that's exactly the process we're undertaking tonight, is for you to give your feedback on those job descriptions. Ms. Holcomb.
Well, normally when we get a new job description, we have the old one to compare it to. We didn't have anything to compare those to. Plus, there was four in there that we didn't even approve those jobs. I think we need to approve those jobs first before we even start talking about a job description.
Okay, and what four are you referring to that have not been created?
The four lifeguards, when we passed a resolution only giving you 9 lifeguards, and you hired 4 extra, and we only approved for 2 seasonal workers, and you hired a 3rd one. And they never were brought to the council to approve, or brought to the council to amend the budget to pay for them.
Okay, this agenda item is only the description, not the number of FTEs. The council doesn't approve a number of FTEs. You approve as a wage for a position. In that position may have 5 employees under that position description, or it may have 1, and you approve a wages and salaries line in each department budget. That's the structure we're under. You approve the wages and salaries in the budget, you approve a wages and salaries resolution, and you approve the job description. You don't approve a number of FTE equivalents in the organization under our current structure. So the number of people that we have employed isn't necessarily up for debate tonight. It is the job description for which those people work under. Okay. Is there a motion on the floor at all?
I would like to see what kind of changes have you made from the previous
description? You received a report from the finance officer and human resources representative that included every job description we could find at that time. You could compare the job descriptions in tonight's packet to that report. Ms. Barker.
Were the job descriptions that were established prior to, were those job descriptions at? We should have documentation of those job descriptions in previous years. Where are those?
You do.
That
report that you asked for from Mr. West, that he asked the finance officer to prepare, that includes all.
But on the bottom of that documentation, there should have been a revised date, there should have been all that, and there is nothing on that.
And that's why we brought this forward tonight, because we don't have that documentation. Somebody dropped the ball along the line in previous administrations. This goes back a long time, and we could never find certain position descriptions ever adopted, or if they were changed, we couldn't find where those were changed. We just didn't have the documentation for that. And April searched through binders of minutes to find them. It's not recorded, and so we said, let's bring everything forward so at least we have a fresh start date to go from, and then if anything changes from that date forward, we know how to document it, we have a standardized form to do so, we'll bring those before council. That the whole intent behind this agenda item was to do exactly that. Start us with, so at least we had a date in history to reference back to say, well, at least we know on August 27th, these were the job descriptions that were approved by council. And anything prior to that, we didn't care about. It was essentially a do-over and a fix of past administration's mistakes. It doesn't seem like the council's interested in undertaking that tonight. So we can move on. Next agenda item is discussion decision on approval of Resolution 432 authorizing the Town of Stevensville to enter into a Montana Department of Commerce Big Sky Economic Development Trust Fund Program contract MTBSTF 1-19-02. This is in relation to the Big Sky Trust Fund program that we applied for back in June. That grant was successful. The resolution before you authorizes me to execute the contracts and documentation that are associated with that pass-through. Julie, anything to add?
I don't have anything to add. Sure.
Ms. Holcomb.
I move we approve Resolution 432, a resolution authorizing the Town of Stevensville to enter into Montana Department of Commerce Big Sky Economic Development Trust Fund Program Contract MTBSTF 1-19-02.
Okay. Is there a second? Ms. Barker.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt Resolution 432. Any discussion from council? Mr. Michelson.
This has to do with the reopening of the old Selway place? And,
Correct. It's related to that business that's purchasing. Any further council discussion? Public comment? Ms. Motley.
Can you tell us, what it is, what business it is that's coming in? It refers to an LLC. But I didn't know what that was.
Sure, Julie?
It is Montana Fabrication Works, LLC.
Okay.
When we started the application and we were at the meeting back in June, we were talking about Transco, which is a company out of Washington State, and they formed this Montana company.
So it's Transco.
Well, Transco is a Washington company. But they created a Montana LLC to function here. They're the ones purchasing the assets, and that we'll be starting business there.
Mr. Perrin?
Okay. Bill Perrin. So what's the amount of that, Ms. Julie?
$150,000.
And that's $5,000 per job?
It's $5,000 per job. It's for 30 jobs.
And they're going to be doing some different type of manufacturing than what previously they've done?
Yeah.
I think it said that they do agricultural equipment, materials handling.
And that information was about Transco, because that's who we were talking about. They haven't yet created this entity quite yet. But yeah, they will do different business than what Transco does and different than what Selway did, but still in that steel fabrication.
And about 40 jobs.
We originally asked for 40 jobs. The Big Sky Trust Fund had been depleted of resources, so they could only afford to grant us 30 jobs at this point. If the company is able to get those 30 hired, there's a good chance we could request 10 more.
Any further public comment? Mr. Cruz.
Yeah, Jim Cruz, 316 9th Street, Stevens. Has the town attorney reviewed this? And if so, is there any supporting documentation?
The town attorney has reviewed it.
Any supporting documentation? Proven? For posterity? Email?
I could get an email from him, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I could retrieve an email from him.
Good idea to put that in your minutes.
Any further public comment? Thank you, Julie. All right, proceed to vote. Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is discussion decision to set a public hearing date to consider amending the fiscal year 17-18 budget. We received some invoices from Snow Mountain Electric that were related to the engine acquisition that the two engines we received from the city of Missoula. And those two engines required some significant electrical work in order to get them serviceable. We moved some equipment from the old engine to the new engines and so forth. There was a delay in receiving those invoices. And obviously the work was rendered back in April. The invoices have been received, and the intent was to pull that funding from Fund 4002, which is a savings account for fire engine capital improvements. So we're asking for a budget amendment to amend the fiscal year 17-18 budget. This is not the same budget we just adopted. This is last year's budget. It's a bit unorthodox, but it can be done. So that we have spending authority and we can pay these invoices. So tonight we're only asking for a date and time to consider the budget amendment. So we're looking for a public hearing date. And we've not suggested a date, but perhaps April can. Were we thinking the 24th of September, because that gave us time for our public notice?
Yes, because ideally we can do it immediately preceding a regular council meeting and not have to bring everybody in on an extra night. So that would be my recommendation.
September 24th at 6:30. 6:30 is usually sufficient. Would council like to proceed? Mr. Michelson.
I make a motion that we set a public hearing date to consider amending the fiscal year 2017-2018 budget.
Could you include the date?
What's that?
Could you include the date and time in your motion, please?
Oh.
September 24th at 6:30?
September 24th at 6:30.
Okay. Is there a second? Ms. Holcomb.
I'll second it.
Okay. It's so moved and seconded to approve of setting a public hearing date for September 24th at 6:30 to consider the fiscal year 17-18 budget amendment. Any discussion from council? Any public comment? Yes.
Jane Schutz. I was curious what the amount is exactly going to be brought to your next meeting.
It will be $6,119.15. And the balance of that fund is currently $24,000 in that fund currently. So we do have the cash to cover it. You're welcome. Any further public comment? All right, hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Thank you. Next item of... Thanks, Julie. Next item is discussion decision to set a committee of the whole meeting for the purpose of reviewing the e-communication policy. This was something picked up from our COW meeting back in April that we promised to bring back in June, in May, and then our budget meetings got in the way. So we postponed it, put it on the back burner, and now it's back alive and ready to go. So we're looking for a date again for the committee of the whole meeting. I think the suggested date was September 17th. Bob, would you mind flipping that calendar up just to verify? I can see that far, I just can't. Yep, September 17th. Mr. Michelson.
I make a motion that we set a committee of the whole meeting on September 17th to discuss the possibility of tying up our email policy.
Okay. Do you have a time with the date?
Seven.
Okay.
Seven.
Is there a second? Ms. Holcomb.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to set a committee of the whole meeting on September 17th at 7 p.m. to consider the e-communication policy. Any further council comment? Mr. Michelson.
I'd also like to add Mayor Dewey, if you could bring what we so far had done at that one community of the whole meeting. I think you mentioned it to me in an email. I'd have to wanted you to bring that forward.
Yes.
Probably further us along so we wouldn't have to like start over again. We could proceed where we left off.
A packet will be published prior to the meeting,
okay,
as normal. Any further council comment or discussion? Public comment. Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is to approve the Montana Department of Transportation construction agreement. This is an agreement that DOT sends us in regards to the project that will come through Stevensville next year. They're going to upgrade some of the handicap accessibility of the crosswalks along Main Street. And with that comes a contract that stipulates what we do and don't do on the highway, signage and that sort of thing. So brought this forward for you, mostly for your information, so you are aware that there is, every time these happen, there is a contract between the town and the state, I'm seeking your approval tonight. The city attorney has reviewed this contract. Ms. Holcomb.
I move we approve the Montana Department of Transportation construction agreement.
Okay. Is there a second? Ms. Barker?
Second motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Montana Department of Transportation construction agreement. Discussion from council. Public comment. Mr. Cruz.
I'm Cruz, 316 9th Street, Stevensville. This contract needs to be gone through in every place where it says city. It needs to say town of Stevensville. And there's several instances here where city is used and we're not a city, or the town of Stevensville, and that needs to be substituted in there. And has the town attorney reviewed the contract?
He has reviewed the contract. Any further public comment? Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Councilmembers Barker.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is new business 10F, discussion decision on establishing communication expectations between council, mayor, and staff. The intent behind this agenda item isn't necessarily to consider anything or to make a decision formally, although you have the ability to do so, but more or less for us and staff present and the public to participate as well in talking about communication. At the previous meeting and meetings before that even, a lot of emphasis has been placed on communication, specifically the lack of communication between council and the mayor and vice versa. And so this is an opportunity for you to discuss that. These are just some bullet points or some things you may want to consider in this discussion. And my hope walking out of this conversation is that I have a better idea of your expectations and how I can and best meet those. Ms. Holcomb.
First, I would like to say thank you for the emails we'll be getting at the end of every Friday. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been wanting, not to find out something from someone on the street or on Facebook or those are the kind of emails that I've been asking for.
Okay.
Something that's keeping us in the loop and what's going on, and so nothing's worse than someone coming up, walking up to you. So I heard this is going on, and you're like, don't know, don't have a clue what you're talking about. And I don't think that's a good impression to be putting towards the people in this town, especially when we represent them, and they're coming up to you, and you look like a deer with headlights coming at you. So I do appreciate the emails that you have given us for the past two Fridays.
Okay. Mr. Michelson.
I would just like to reiterate on one thing. It would be that when the council holds a vote and asks you to do something that you say you're going to do it, that you follow through with it. I can give you two instances that I just found out recently. One was when we asked you to have Councilmember Smith go down with you and Chief Marble and the Human Resource Officer to talk to the sheriff, you left him out. And number two, we asked you to have Councilmember Smith be in on the interview process with the clerk, and he was able to sit in, but you left him out of the process altogether. You wouldn't let him discuss, you wouldn't let him fill out any paperwork, you just let him sit there in silence. And that's unacceptable. That's very unacceptable, and I'm very, very mad about that. That's not your choice. The choice is when we give you a thing, why would you leave him out?
So to address both of those issues, in regards to the discussion held with the sheriff's office, I misunderstood Mr. Smith's recusal. When he stated in that council meeting that he'd recuse himself, the way in which he phrased that, I understood to mean that he was recusing himself from the entire process, and so I didn't include him in that. And later he brought that to my attention, and now I understand the misinterpretation. So, and I've apologized to him for that. I did not intend for him to be cut out of the process. It was simply, I thought he recused himself from the entire conversation, so I didn't inform him of the meeting. In regards to the interviews with the clerk, we're held to certain standards in human resources when we interview applicants. Mr. Smith failed to show up to the first interview. And so, as a courtesy, we allowed him to participate in the rest of the interviews as a listening person, but he was not allowed to fill out any documentation as far as scoring rubrics or anything like that, because it would have been unfair to the first candidate who he did not attend the interview. I don't know his reason for not attending that interview, but he was given notice and failed to show. And so that's out of my control. He, again, was not intentionally cut out of the process. We had to be fair to the applicants in that pool.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I did not know that he did not attend the first meeting.
Thank you. Mr. Michelson?
And also, I have a question as far as we had an application put in for the TIF board. That was in January?
Yes.
One application. My question to you, if we all knew who that applicant is, why haven't you put him on there?
I don't believe he's a fit for the board.
He used to be the mayor. He's not fit to be on the TIF board, but he used to be the mayor. That's unacceptable. To me, that's personal. You took it personal.
So,
to say he's not fit for the board when he was the mayor and had everything else going on, I don't get it.
Mr. Michelson, I'm here tonight to discuss communication between council and mayor and staff, not necessarily the merits of Mr. Cruz's application to the TIF board.
It's unacceptable.
Okay. Noted. Anything further from council on the topic? Move on. Executive report. Some of this you've been briefed on in your weekly emails, but I thought it would be beneficial to give the public a chance to hear it as well. And there's also a few updates to those items since you've been briefed. You're aware that we received a call from the Weed District regarding a complaint that was filed against the town for noxious weeds on a parcel of land owned by the town. Audrey directed the Weed District to George so that they could conduct a site visit and evaluate what needs to be done to address the issue. Interestingly enough, though, several of the weeds cited in the complaint don't even grow in this area. Nonetheless, to date, we've not heard further from the Weed District. We reached out to them, hopefully for an update today, and have not heard back from them. So we're still mulling that one over and waiting for a resolution. We interviewed one candidate for the school resource officer / patrol officer position. Participating in that interview were Chief Marble, the clerk Audrey, April, Dr. Moore from the school, and Sheriff Holton, as well as myself. The interview went well, and a police commission meeting has been scheduled for September 14th to review and certify the application. I previously reported to you that a builder of a home in Twin Creeks had failed to obtain a water meter and that they connected to the system without notification to Public Works. The property owner will be billed for the months that they were connected to the system without a meter. A meter has now been installed, and we don't believe that the home has yet been inhabited, so it was still under construction. Staff and the office are still evaluating a process of registering for a water meter to eliminate any potential gaps in our process to prevent any inadvertent mistakes from our end. This was completely an oversight of the contractor in this case. We had no way of knowing that they needed the meter hooked up. Brittany, Audrey, and I, with participation from Janelle at the police department, are working on a procedure to address nuisance and code violations such as junk vehicles, trash, and other rubbish accumulated on properties. We've developed a three-step process that will be trialed over the next 30 days or so. It's a procedure consistent with our existing municipal code, but it outlines how we go about helping property owners comply with the nuisance violations that we receive. And believe me, we receive plenty. The steps for this process include a registered letter to the owner. If there's no response, then a violation posting, a physical posting, is placed on the property, notifying them of the nuisance. And then if we still receive no response, we order the abatement of the nuisance and assessment to their taxes for the cost of that abatement. Once we've trialed this procedure and worked out any kinks, you can expect something more formal to come forward before council for your adoption for the future administrations. Brittany's working to address the large cottonwood tree in Veterans Park that needs to be removed. It's been deemed that it's a issue by Public Works, not only for the ground of the park, but it also is interfering with some wastewater lines in that area, and it's reached the end of its lifespan. It's unfortunate to see it go, but we're working to get this done before we do any construction for the visitor's kiosk, just so that doesn't interfere with anything going forward. We're continuing to answer citizen inquiries by phone and in person regarding the zoning change request at 411 Church Street. This request is to rezone the property from commercial to residential. You can visit with Audrey if you need more information on that specific request. The Planning and Zoning Board will meet on September 5th to address that application. Their meeting's at 7 o'clock. A mini excavator, as contained in the budget, was ordered last week. The lowest price from the three vendors that we solicited was from Kubota at the cost of $42,246. The delivery date is to be announced. However, I'm told that they do have that specific machine in stock, so it should be sooner rather than later. As soon as we receive it, we'll do a little show and tell. Audrey, April, and I attended a webinar hosted by Unicode to consider an upgrade of the town's website. We all found the information very helpful, and we look forward to enhancing the services we can provide to citizens through the services of Unicode, who currently holds our municipal code online. We're continuing to work through the airport fencing issue. Vendors are being asked for updated pricing on their original estimates received just a little over a year ago. From that point, we'll proceed with completing the project and complying with our purchasing policy. My hope is to have estimates back no later than the end of this week so we can proceed with construction. Concerns have been expressed to the administration regarding driving a fire apparatus by specific members. Chief Motley, as noted earlier, has addressed the issue directly with the individuals in question, as well as those who raised the concern. George has reported that he has stop signs in stock, ready to go for the 2nd Street stop sign project that you all approved back in June. And we'll begin moving sign poles and installing signs when we have those poles in. Some of the poles need to be replaced, and we'll move those so that they're more visible to the intersections. Friday marked the end of the season for the swimming pool. So now that it's closed, we'll begin addressing the drain issue with the state and the pool heater. And then we're going to get that winterized so that we can be ready for the spring season when that rolls around. Lastly, Rocky Mountain Bank reached out to me with inquiries about care of boulevard trees on Main Street. And it sparked something we thought we should remind folks that certainly property owners throughout the city, by ordinance, the care of the public's tree or public trees that are in the public boulevards are primarily up to the adjacent property owner. They can prune, trim, and plant and replace trees with permission granted by the town in compliance with our tree ordinance. In that specific case, they wanted to trim the tree so that it wasn't overgrowing and blocking the view of their sign. And they also had concern over a tree near their drive-through that appeared to be struggling. And they've been gracious enough to offer to take care of those items. And they have the authority to do so by ordinance, and we've granted them permission. So that's all I have for my executive report. Council comments. Mr. Smith.
I just have one. You just read that you were interviewing for the SRO, but yet in your update to us, you state that you are looking to shift staffing priorities from filling the SRO to better providing coverage throughout the week citywide. Does this mean, I'm just making a statement at this point. So I'm seeing two different statements there. I attended those interviews, even though I did miss one, I was directly told when I entered that basically I was to sit there and listen, that I wasn't allowed to ask questions because that was part of the HR policy that you and April had, that you had specific questions and a piece of paper that you guys would read. So it really didn't matter if I missed one or all of them at that point, to be honest with you. I'm just seeing some issues with the communication, as you say. Again, we receive statements, but then we receive a different statement. So which statements are we supposed to believe? Beyond that, I see where the comment is being made that we may not have our temporary individuals next year. We need to discuss that further, because to me that sounds like a budget shortfall somewhere along the lines. And again, I'm just making a statement, so I'll leave it at that until I do some further research.
For the council comment, Ms. Holcomb.
It was in the minutes from our last meeting
that Patty Howe asked where the funding was coming for the kiosk, because she had a real problem with it, and your response was the Montana Department of Commerce. That's not 100% true. Only $5,000 is coming from the Montana Department of Commerce. $5,000 is coming from us. Where do we have that $5,000 laid out?
No. You mean in regards to the kiosk?
Point of order. Council comment. Mayor is not allowed to.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Just so you all know, so we may need, you may need an update on that, because it's been brought to my attention that that's not exactly true. So that's all I have.
Ms. Barker.
I actually have a list of things that I just kind of wanted to find out some information on, or let you guys know some information on. The mini excavator, we budgeted for this cycle for $13,000. The prices from the three vendors, and then you had also gone ahead and ordered that for the amount of $42,246. I think I remember in a conversation when it was budgeted that this would be things that we would look at the state to see, because they have state sales on different things, and that was what George had told us, that he would be going to these state sales looking for these particular pieces of equipment. I did pull up the personnel policy, anywhere between $25,001 to $79,999. The policy reads, a minimum of three written quotes on vendor's stationery is required. Documentation must accompany the claim submitted for approval. For purchases contained in the department's current fiscal year budget or the town's current capital improvement budget, department supervisors need only to get approval by the mayor prior to purchasing. For purchases not contained in the department's current fiscal year budget or the town's current capital improvement budget, the department supervisor must obtain prior purchase approval from the mayor and the council. This has not been brought forward to us on that, and you've already ordered that piece of equipment. Just an FYI. The audio in the Dropbox that you guys have put in there is taking up way too much room. I found it really hard for me to download that information, so that might be something. That was something new, and I actually just happened to find it, opened it up, and it is a lot of information that is being downloaded. The police car out in front that has growing weeds around it, I know we're making issues about the weeds that are in town. I think that needs to be cleaned up out there too, and if it's still in working order, that I don't know. I'm hoping it is for the next current police officer that is going to take over and run that vehicle itself. Our agenda items that you have that you've presented to the council, I think that they need to be presented to the public in the same order, not how you have it up there, because I think there's some information that is missing that the public is not being able to see as well. Our seating that we have in here now, I think it needs to go back to the other way that we had it, so that the public can actually see that board a little bit better instead of offsiding it. I had brought to my attention today that there was some issues down at the park with some young minors not only smoking tobacco but also smoking pot, and this was brought to a parent that had brought it to me, and I didn't have time to discuss it because it was at my workplace, but I had asked them if they had brought it to the attention of the police department. That I don't know. I don't know if they contacted Ravalli County for other information on that. I don't have it, but I think, again, we also need to make sure that park is closed at night. We've got the lights up there now, and I think it needs to be closed at dusk. The swimming pool also came from a patron saying that the council was the one that had actually closed it down, and I want to let the public know that it was not the council that closed the pool, and I've heard it from several different people on that. I just want it to be known that it's not us. And I think that's all I have.
Mr. Smith.
I missed one. In regards to the airport fencing issue, We have yet to receive a report from the town's attorney regarding the information that he was supposed to garner for council in regards to the he said, she said, he said, he said, whatever said. And the crux of the issue to me is we had a contractor that, it has been stated, jumped the gun. So I would think it be prudent and abundantly cautious of us to not allow that contractor to be involved in the bidding process for this next cycle due to his lack of business sense in moving forward on a project that he shouldn't have moved forward on. So I think we should talk to our town's attorney in regards to the ramifications of that report to find out truly where it lies, whether the contractor actually showed up on a job without a contract and started a job without approval. Because again, that doesn't bode very well for a licensed, bonded, certified, good contractor. So I really don't see how we can move forward with any of it until we get to the end of it and find out the truth, what has happened here. Until the town's attorney gives us a letter or a report or whatever that states he has spoken to said contractor. Contractor has said yes, he moved forward on his own. And then we again seek to exclude him from the future bidding of the job. That's just my statement.
Mr. Michelson?
I only have one thing to add, and it's that we've got a couple people or families or whatever that's setting up shop up there at Dean Vance's storage sheds. I think that should be addressed. They're already starting to even build their little apartments on there. If you go by there, you see they're staying there night and day. They've got cars there. They built a little addition there. They've got a window up. You see them in the morning with a bucket. I mean, I don't know what the ordinance is telling, but I don't think you can stay at a storage shed for a living. I think it should be addressed with the our town cop or attorney or whatever, or talk to Dean if we can, because they've been here about close to a month now, and I think that's long enough. Thank you.
Okay. Would the council object to me responding to a few of these items for the public's sake? I don't think it's... You brought a few things up that have some inaccuracies that I'd like to clarify. And I don't think it's fair to allow the public to leave tonight with that information without being clarified. I realize that it's council comments and it's an opportunity for you to comment, but there's some questions that need to be answered here. Are you okay if I address a few of those items?
Yeah.
Okay, it's in the interest of the public, but if you're refusing to do so, then I'll do my best to clarify it with them individually. Any board reports? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Please welcome.
I move we adjourn.
Is there a second? Aye. Mr. Michelson, all those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Aye.